This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, April 8th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The ultimate spending cap should be the Constitution. There's plenty of federal spending not authorized by the Constitution. That according to Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah. For the rest of federal spending, Lee argues that amending the Constitution is a sound long-term way to rein in federal excess. We spoke at a conference on federal spending held yesterday at the Cato Institute. I was talking to Bob Corker in here earlier and asked him about activities that the federal government shouldn't be involved in that for whatever reason, and asked him to identify departments that, based upon the fact that they shouldn't, the federal government should not be engaged in these activities, which ones would he get rid of? Didn't quite give me what I was looking for. Here at the Cato Institute, we do talk about whole departments going. Do you have any that that you think just ought to go?
Yes, this question has come up from time to time on my campaign and since I've been in office. I want to preface what I'm about to say with, I recognize that at almost every level, what things that the federal government does will benefit someone. There, I don't want to say that there are many federal employees or departments out there that, that aren't doing any good. That, in my mind, isn't the question. The question is whether the federal government's doing only those things that only the federal government can do, doing only those things that the federal government is authorized to do, keeping in mind that it's a government possessing limited enumerated powers under the Constitution, and powers that could perhaps devolve to the states or to private enterprises of one sort or another. So when I look at that, the first department that comes to mind that rises to the top of the list is the U.S. Department of Education. Public education, with very few exceptions, has always been considered the prerogative of state and local governments. It's not a federal animal. Unless you're talking about education taking place in the District of Columbia, in Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. territories, or on an Indian reservation or military installation, I don't think the federal government ought to be involved. Education tends to function best when decisions affecting the classroom are made as close to the classroom as possible by teachers, principals, state and local school and government officials, and parents. And so this is not something that should exist at the federal level. So I think that is a department that could largely be dismantled. There are a few functions that I think could be defended as appropriate functions for the federal government, but you could put them into something else such that it wouldn't need to be a freestanding department.
Long-term statutory spending caps or measures designed to curtail spending don't have a good record. You're proposing a constitutional amendment to make spending caps a constitutional issue. Can you talk about how that's going?
Yes. Yeah, it's going great. I proposed a constitutional amendment as one of my first acts after taking office. And we have made some adjustments to it in order to get all 47 Republicans in the Senate behind it. And what it says basically is that the federal government may not spend more than it takes in a year and may not spend more than 18% of GDP in a year, absent, in most circumstances, a two-thirds supermajority vote by Congress. The reason we chose 18% is this reflects roughly the 40-year average of federal revenue to GDP. Interestingly enough, 100 years ago, we were spending only about 2 to 2.5% of GDP a year at the federal level. That accelerated until we got to where we are now. We're over 25%. We'll be over 27% within just a few years, unless we make some drastic changes. And we think 18%, reflecting that 40-year average, is a good place to put it. I also support and applaud statutory efforts like what Bob Corker is doing with his CAP Act. I think both are necessary. I think the statutory spending restrictions, as you point out, can be very helpful, particularly in the short term. In the long term, as you point out, very often Congress succumbs to the temptation simply to repeal or to exempt itself out of the most difficult to comply with provisions. And so that's why I think we need both a balanced budget amendment. And in the meantime, until such time as we can get a balanced budget amendment in place, we need statutory provisions like the Corker CAP Act.
Mike Lee is a U.S. Senator from Utah. You can listen to the full conference at cato.org.